This is Generations Friends. Kevin Swanson with you, Executive Director for Christian Home Educators out here in Colorado. But also, I'm a pastor and a father of five children, and we're always looking out for music that's wholesome, edifying, that can complement our family and the family relationships that we enjoy in our home. Now, granted, most of the world does not live our world and life view, so they're not going to be producing music that resonates to our particular way of thinking and way of life. Therefore, I'm constantly scanning the folk scene, the country and pop scene, trying to find music that speaks to family relationships. And I'll tell you what, it's a very limited selection of music out there, my friends. Some of the older country music would honor fathers with songs like That Silver-Haired Daddy of Mine or The Mom and Dad Waltz by Lefty Frizzell. Some of the old guys would still honor fathers and grandfathers, but not much anymore. Honor fathers and mothers is something that is not reflected by culture much anymore, yet, of course, that's the only kind of culture that God wants. Well, Paul Overstreet, back in the 1980s, was the first artist that I knew that dedicated a full album to family relationships. He had songs like Homemaker, So in Love, Call the Preacher, My Father and Me, Forever and Ever, Amen, on that album, as I recall. And here are the lyrics to Homemaker to give you a flavor for what Paul Overstreet was doing back in the 1980s. To me, she is a beauty queen. I love to watch her on the screen in our home movies. And when she sings around the house, she's got a voice that knocks me out. She's my favorite singer, but you won't see her on TV or hear her on the radio. Worldly fame is not her aim. And she's the first to let you know she wants to be a homemaker. It's her dream to raise a family and give her love to just one man, and I thank God it's me. I'll never underestimate her, because she could take this world and really turn it on, but she takes her love and makes her house a home. She can't afford to spend her days in an old soap opera haze. She's much too busy. At night she puts the kids to bed, she's making sure the prayers are said. Before she lays down with me, it's plain to see that she's not seeking glory on this earth, because she believes in honesty and the joy of giving birth. Boy, you don't hear those songs much anymore, do you? That's Paul Overstreet back in the 1980s. And I think Randy Travis also produced a song that honored grandfathers. I Thought He Walked on Water was one of the very best songs I think created in the 1990s. Anyway, there's another artist that's been working on music that gets to the heart of family relationships, and we've been collecting his albums, too. His name is Nathan Clark George. He talks about honoring fathers and mothers and love for children and family relationships, these sorts of things on his album. Folks, you've got to hear this guy. Nathan Clark George. We're going to interview him next and play some of his stuff. In just a moment on Generations, this is Kevin Swanson. Hang with me. The Generations radio program is sponsored in part by Christian Home Educators of Colorado. Every June, we present our Christian Family Conference at the Denver Merchandise Mart, bringing together thousands of Christian families from around Colorado and the nation. This year, you will enjoy hundreds of workshops, including our Homeschooling for Excellence track, our High School track, our Mom's track, Dad's track, and Worldview track for teens. Also, for the first time, we are featuring one full day entrepreneurial boot camp for your family integrated home business. Our exhibit hall features hundreds of vendors, providing your family important resources like homeschool curriculum, wholesome books and family supplements, and life skills training. And for some wholesome family entertainment on Friday night, we have booked the Von Trapp Family Singers. Sophia, Melanie, Amanda, and Justin are the great-grandchildren of Captain Von Trapp, father of the famous singing family, whose story captivated the world in the musical The Sound of Music. This concert will also include an opening act with the Colorado Wranglers. For the best in wholesome family entertainment, homeschooling encouragement, worldview ideas, family-based economics, you need to come to this conference on June 15th to the 17th at the Denver Merchandise Mart in Denver. Call 877-842-CHECK to register now or visit our website at check.org. That's 877-842-CHECK or CHEC.org. Welcome back to Generations, my friends. Kevin Swanson with you on a lifetime pursuit for wholesome music for my family. Always looking out for songs that will honor mothers and fathers, grandparents, love for children and family relationships. Effectively, biblical themes. That's what we're looking for to edify our family in our cultural life. here in our home in Elbert County, Colorado. And one of the staples that we use for our family is Nathan Clark George. We really enjoy this music. Nathan Clark George resonates to the themes that I speak of on this program. And he is producing music, I believe, for a new generation. Nathan Clark George is now with me on the phone. Welcome to Generations. Thanks for taking a moment out on your current tour, my friend.
It is my pleasure, and I'm happy to be with you today.
You know, we really appreciate your music, Nathan. Now, you do songs of psalms, you do worship themes, etc., but you also bring into your music family relationships and family life and love for spouse and love for children. You think this is appropriate for Christian music, Nathan?
I think it's extremely appropriate. Obviously, the scriptures bring out family themes over and over and over again, honoring parents, loving children, and so it's obviously very appropriate for musicians and Christian musicians particularly to incorporate these themes in their music consistently and constantly.
But you know, you don't hear that much on pop stations. You don't hear that as much in country music. Now, a little bit more in country music, but not as much anymore. It seems to me that we're not getting those themes as we once did.
It's true. There are a few gems. A few little things come out here and there. And even in the Christian world, once in a while, you hear something. But, you know, I think one answer to why not is because we're miserable failures in this area. So why sing about something we're not doing well at?
Yeah, yeah. Now, you've got a family yourself, Nathan.
Yes, I do. I have a wife. Her name is Patsy, and 5 children. We added one to that count of 4 this last fall, and we're happy to have a little baby with us now.
Congratulations, another father of 5. I have to speak of myself being a father of 5, as is my co-host Dave Buhner. He also is a father of 5. So it's sort of a theme on this program to be fathers of 5 children. You fit right in with us today.
It's a good number, a good handful to have.
And you travel with them. Now, are you a full-time musician, Nathan?
I am. About 3 years ago, we made a switch from part-time studio engineering into full-time, being a full-time musician, traveling and playing music wherever we go. And yes, we travel together. We moved out of our apartments into a motorhome. It's crazy, but it's been good.
So you don't really homeschool your children. You effectively mobile home your children.
That is correct. We sort of refer to it as George Hall. It's a thin, long haul, and here we are homeschooling as we go.
Yeah. And the ages of your children are?
We have 9 down to infants, so 9, 7, 4, 2.5, and 3 months.
Boy, what's it like taking an entire family of 5 children where you're homeschooling along the way? That's got to be a challenge, a unique challenge. I know it's always a challenge to homeschool children, but a unique challenge for you folks.
Yes, it is a unique challenge. We have both the challenge of obviously time management, like every family does, but then also space management in a motorhome. And, you know, we have to sometimes use outside space, inside space. We carry fewer books, and so Patsy's had to really focus on trimming down how she's going to deal with curriculum and what we're going to study. And so we try to include a little bit of what the road offers.
Yeah. You know, it's got to be a challenge to maintain a family and make a living with the kind of wholesome, God-honoring music that you produce. I mean, is this thing possible? Have you ever doubted whether this thing's possible or not to pull this thing off?
Oh, well, let's see. Almost every day we wonder, are we doing the right thing? Is this good for our family? It's a constant question, and yet these are the doors that the Lord has opened, it seems, and so we struggle through it. It's both a struggle and a joy, though. It's not only struggle. We'd be dishonest to say it's all joy. But this is where we are placed at the moment, and so we continue. And those are the themes that I bring out in the concerts, and those are the themes I struggle with in the motorhome.
Mm. And I'm going to tell you, there are hundreds of thousands of people out there that are thirsting for the kind of cultural expressions you are bringing to the plate here. With this wholesome family music and the worship themes and themes that you bring out straight out of Scripture in your music. And, I mean, we are living in an age where it is a wilderness in terms of wholesome culture, Nathan. I mean, is that why you're addressing the culture with your music?
Well, I believe that it must start in the family. Fathers must really grapple with their biblical call, and if we don't, we cannot re-spark the fire of the church. It must start in the family, and I think fathers and mothers have to really grapple with this and take the bull by the horn.
And music and cultural expressions are key here, Nathan, to fire the emotions of those who already love God and love His truth. But there's something about emotion and music that fires up the emotion that effectively, I think, warms our hearts to love God even more.
I believe that's true. And you know, hopefully a few of my songs will bring out the emotion of sorrow for regret, how we've been fathering and mothering so far, but also bring out that biblical goal of joy and peace within the home.
You know, I want to bring out one of your pieces right now, Nathan, on the air. I want folks to listen to this, and I want them to catch, a little bit of sorrow here, but also joy, nestled into this beautiful little song called "Oh My Child" from Rise in the Darkness.
Child, I don't even know if you are a girl or a boy. Oh, my Lord, please, if you would, give a name you might enjoy. It's hard to let go just as soon as you know you've been given a life. Mom and Dad are hand in hand with your brother in my lap, praying, Father, take our child. Oh Lord, be near us now. The heart grows faint. Promises of home bring strength to weary minds. And now for this new eternal soul, bring in the bond of Christ. Oh, my child, I don't even know if you are a girl or a boy. Oh, my Lord, please, if you would, give a name you might enjoy. It's hard to let go just as soon as you know you've been given a life. Your mom and dad are hand in hand with your brother in my lap, praying, Father, take our child. Praying, Father, take our child.
Beautiful. Beautiful lyrics. I think what we're hearing is a respect for life. You really are capturing that special relationship that dads, but especially moms, have with that little one in the womb, Nathan. I think you really caught it there.
Well, thank you very much. It was an emotional time. And you know, it's strange. We didn't even know that Patsy was miscarrying until she was. And I know that others have, and as Patsy has subsequently gone through times where it's been later in the term, and mothers grieve, and I think it's okay to grieve. I think the Bible warrants us to grieve over loss of life, but this life is precious.
Yes, and you captured it there indeed. And And I think a song like that has the potential of speaking to millions of parents who have had miscarriages. And I think what you're doing here, Nathan, let me kind of philosophize just a little bit here, is you are warming the heart. You are reminding all of us how precious life is and how we really ought to count it a gift from God, whether the child makes it out of the womb alive or not.
That's exactly right. I counted it such a privilege. When I first wrote this song back in 99, I was asked to play it at a Right to Life banquet, which I thought was odd, but then I jumped at the chance because it really, at least I hope, it portrays true respect for all life.
Yes. Well, beautiful song. Now let's move on. I want to listen to one more song on today's program, a song that I have never forgotten since the first time I heard it, and I identify with this song, and I think our listeners are going to understand in just a moment as we play it. It's called Don't I Know, and it's from the Slam the Door album. Here it is.
Well, it happened again. It was 10:30. He came in the room screaming. I was almost out. I was almost asleep. So I gave him the third degree. And I made it worse when I gave him a curse and sent him off.
Now I think you understand, Nathan, why I would relate to a song like that. Hey, I'm a dad. I have relationships with my children. And yeah, I've messed up.
Well, join the club.
Now, did you mess up? Is this you, Nathan? Did you write this song for you?
This was out of an actual personal experience. I was actually working as an intern pastor, and can you believe it? I would sin as an intern pastor, my son came in, and it was late, and I was frustrated, and I told him to go back to bed. In the morning, we found out he was sick, and I was just a jerk.
Yeah, and it's because, you know what, when we don't have those heart-to-heart relationships cultivated, and by the way, that is something that slips away. You may have that heart-to-heart relationship with your son for 5-10 minutes in a row, but boy, that can slip away right away, and before you know it, I'm responding wrongly, he's responding wrongly, I don't know his heart, I'm not able to read his heart because he's closed up, and I've closed up. And it's music like this, I think, that opens up our hearts and helps us to understand who we really are.
You know, I get used to singing this song, but once in a while when I'm performing it, I have to really hold back the choking and the tears because it resonates with me from day to day, this theme. You can get tired of a song, but the theme stays with us.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And how important it is to cultivate those relationships and remind ourselves that despite the fact we've had a bad day, you know what? We really love these children, and we are ready and willing to repent of these kind of attitudes and approaches and get back on track in terms of our relationship with our children. And I think what you're trying to express here, Nathan, is that it's okay to confess your sins. It's okay to humble yourself before God and before your family. And you know what? There's probably nothing more winsome than that. There's probably nothing more nothing stronger to strengthen those relationships with our children than humility.
You know, I think I would go so. I would say it's so strong. It's not just okay. It is imperative that we are living confessional lives before the Lord, our spouses, and our children. You can see in your child's eyes when you say to him, "Jonathan, I was wrong," and he looks at you with respect because he knows it. He already knows that you were wrong. You just need to go and be confessional, to be humble before your child and your spouse, if need be.
Amen. And that, of course, is something that's very pleasing to God. And God uses these things to really create strong, loving relationships within the family and build those families. And, of course, that's the passion of this program, Generations. It's music like this, Nathan, that I believe has the potential to strengthen our families, to encourage our families, to root and ground our families in the kinds of things we believe the Bible teaches about family life. And I want to encourage folks to get your music. They can get it at NathanClarkGeorge.com, I believe.
That is correct. So you can find links there to all kinds of my music and what you can do. And encouraging me, I really appreciate that.
Yes. And be sure to pick up an album or two at NathanClarkGeorge.com. We have, I think, pretty much all the albums that Nathan has produced over the years. And you're still producing more, I assume.
Yeah, I'm in the midst of writing a few more family things here and there. I'm in the midst of considering starting a project on the Book of Job. So I'm still going at it and still playing on the road.
Wonderful. Well, God bless your ministry, and I'm going to encourage folks to pick up a couple of CDs for their family at NathanClarkGeorge.com. Thanks so much for joining us today, Nathan. Appreciate it.
Kevin, thank you, and may the Lord bless your ministry. I know you're strengthening families, and what a wonderful thing.
Thank you. God bless you. And folks, we'll be back in just a moment. Stay with me on Generations. Again, folks, let me encourage you to get some good, wholesome music for your families. It will make a difference. The kind of music you listen to will really make the difference in terms of how your family grows spiritually and grows in faith and character. And you can get some great albums at NathanClarkGeorge.com. You can interact with this program by emailing me at host@kevinswanson.com, and you can hear the program anytime, anywhere in the world at kevinswanson.com. We've got folks listening from all 50 states and some 60, 70 nations around the world to this program every day at kevinswanson.com. This is Kevin Swanson, and I want to invite you back again next time as we lay down a vision for the next generation.